W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. New details about a brokered ceasefire and hostage release proposal between Israel and Hamas. ABC's Marcus Moore is in Amman, Jordan.
We are learning from a Qatari official that Hamas has received a proposal for a truce for hostage release, but it has not yet responded. That official who has knowledge of the negotiations that are underway right now saying, quote, there's no deal yet. Hamas has received the proposal positively, but we are waiting for their response.
The White House says President Biden is using his executive powers to allow the U.S. to impose sanctions against four Israeli settlers in the West Bank linked to attacks against Palestinians. In Michigan, Jennifer Crumbly faced cross-examination today at her involuntary manslaughter trial. The mother of convicted gunman Ethan Crumbly is accused of ignoring warning signs along with her husband ahead of the mass shooting at Oxford High School in 2021. Their son shot and killed four classmates. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State officials are urging the Wisconsin Supreme Court to reject Dean Phillips' lawsuit to be on the Wisconsin Democratic presidential primary ballot April 2nd. The Justice Department, representing the Wisconsin Elections Commission, says Phillips waited too long. Absentee ballots have to be mailed to overseas and military voters in 2 weeks. The universities of Wisconsin may not be done closing in-person classes at two-year branch campuses.
I anticipate there will be more two-year campuses closed down. It's going to be painful, though, and I think Jay and the Board of Regents are doing the best job possible.
Governor Evers, speaking at a WISP politics luncheon this week, a total of four two-year colleges will stop offering in-person classes after this spring. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WISS and WGBW. The next phase is underway in the tearing down of the former Kewaunee nuclear power plant. Work is now being done to prepare for Phase 2, and more structures around the dome containment building will come down. The demolition has four phases in all. The goal of the decommissioning is to restore the lakefront property to a more natural state. The job should be finished sometime in 2031. The plant stopped generating nuclear power a decade ago. January was snowier and milder than normal in northeast Wisconsin. The month started with a string of warmer-than-normal days for about the first 2 weeks. And then much of Wisconsin got socked with back-to-back major winter storms. After that, an Arctic surge of air moved in and gripped the region for a week from the 14th through the 21st. Temperatures stayed below average, but temperatures rebounded by the end of the month. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Mino and the Mayor.
John actually asked me if women had a prostate earlier today.
He did.
You did not.
No, get this, because we're in here and we're talking about...
It was a sweet question.
Yeah.
No, and he asked.
What?
He didn't know.
Do you guys get prostate cancer? And she's like, no, John, women don't have prostate cancer.
A lot of guys don't know that.
Do they have ED?
Erectile dysfunction?
Yeah, do they have that, John?
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
The Packers hire a new defensive coordinator. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Matt LaFleur putting out a statement. He has hired Jeff Hafley, age 44, head coach of the Boston College Eagles, to be the new defensive coordinator in Green Bay. Hafley's originally from New Jersey, played wide receiver in high school and at a small college, had secondary coaching stints at Rutgers and Pitt, then got into the NFL, where he's a secondary coach for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Cleveland Browns, and the San Francisco 49ers. After that, 2 years as a co-defensive coordinator for the Ohio State Buckeyes, then in December of 2019, hired as the new coach in Boston. Matt LaFleur says, we are excited to welcome Jeff and his family to the Packers and the Green Bay community. He's had success at every stop of his coaching career and an impressive track record of developing players at every level. We look forward to Jeff leading our defense. NBA, Bucks in Portland against the Trailblazers tonight. Again, Boston College head coach Jeff Hafley, the new defensive coordinator for the Packers, with sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The sun is shining. Under a mix of sun and clouds, high temperatures today striking the low 40s. However, with the weak cold front moving in, they'll be falling to near 35 by early this evening. More clouds build in tonight as lows fall to the upper 20s. Currently, it's 39.
For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024 continues, thanks to our fine sponsor, Chad's Design Build. Crudy lands in Las Vegas for the Nevada presidential primary, a competing GOP caucus, and all the build-up to Super Bowl 58. Tune in for special events broadcast live from the Vegas Strip. From the Nevada primary, Tuesday, February 6th, through Super Bowl Friday, Crudy brings you on-the-ground coverage from a swing state that helped Joe Biden win the presidency.
Hey everybody, this is Todd Allball. At noon on Friday, Trigvi Olsen is in the host chair. Don't miss it. Gonna be a great show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Dom. A glorious throwback Thursday edition. How you doing, little buddy?
Awesome, Crudy. Great to be with you. Hello, Nate. Thank you, sir, and our fine audience. Happy, happy Friday Eve. Is today Thursday? Man, this week's been flying by.
It is Thursday. Next week, I'm on the road, Dom. Don't forget, I'm going to Vegas without you. No circus this time, fella.
Oh, see? Come on, man. Gonna splurge a little more. Where are you staying? Have you figured out the Bellagio, perhaps?
The Bellagio booked for the Super Bowl, but the MGM Grand Signature will have my balcony suite for the stadium. It's a business trip. It's a write-off, Jerry.
It's so a circus.
True. Also my expense.
Yes.
Apparently
yes.
When I travel with you, I spare all expense.
Well, you save money on the booze and weed, so you're good.
I'm not sure that I will, but anyways, I'm looking forward to getting on a plane next Tuesday. I'll be reporting live from Vegas for the presidential primary Tuesday and then a caucus Thursday, lining up some fine guests, some professor of sorts from UNLV, Dom, poli-sci guys. So we'll confirm some details and we'll tell you about it next Tuesday when the For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024 brought to us, sponsored by, collaborated with our friends Chad Spade at Chad's Design Build. Thank you, Chad.
Thanks, Chad.
Chad, you picked nothing but the best hotel this time. It's because we didn't have a sponsor for the last time we went to Vegas, Dom. Right. Maybe if we had. So, glorious day for me, Dom, for most Wisconsinites, I would think. I'll accept this Dean Phillips character, this interloper trying to put his ass on the Wisconsin ballot. And there's objections to doing so, right? And now,
man,
there's some new news and you broke it to me. Break it to the audience, Tom. Tell them what you told me.
Some of the timelines here are brought to us by Scott Bauer at the AP. Phillips sued too late after being left off Wisconsin's primary ballot, and the state Supreme Court should reject his lawsuit. The State Elections Commission and a special bipartisan panel said Wednesday.
It's never too late to sue. The midnight special, baby. Right. Shine down on me.
Asked the Wisconsin Supreme Court to order that his name be added to the primary ballot in the battleground start after he was excluded by the state's top Democrats who put only Biden's name on the April 2nd primary ballot. The bipartisan presidential selection committee that didn't forward his name in time, as well as the Wisconsin Elections Commission, told the Supreme Court in a joint response on Wednesday that Phillips waited too long. Phillips did nothing until the 11th hour, they said in their response filed with the court. Since January 2nd, and this was the news I did not know when we were talking about this before, since January 2nd, Phillips knew that his name had not been included as a candidate, but he didn't start a petition drive to get on the ballot as the law allows or file a lawsuit until January 26th, the filing noted.
What?
The Elections Commission. Okay, go ahead.
I mean, must he be on Vince Lombardi time to satisfy you and the Elections Commission? 24 days to roll out a lawsuit. That's not ungodly. He didn't wait till the 13th hour. There's still time. They're just being pessimistic, Tom. Oh, too late to the party. Cinderella's already turned into a pumpkin. Not yet. Not unless they say Cinderella's turned into a pumpkin.
The Election Commission and Presidential Selection Committee said the ballots must be mailed to military and overseas voters no later than February 15th. And to meet that deadline, county clerks need to begin drafting and distributing ballots as soon as possible. They asked the court to reject Phillips' lawsuit by Friday because after that, it will become increasingly difficult each day for the clerks to feasibly get the ballots ready, delivered, and mailed on time.
By Groundhog's Day? Tomorrow would be February 2nd. I can't believe we've already put January behind us, Tom.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, predictions so far, weather predictions. You know, I'm trusting Gary Kenalty on this one. Could be an early spring, Tom.
Oh, come on, man. It was like 45 in my car today. It was beautiful, sunny out here in Milwaukee. All right, so now we know the specific timelines, Crudy. He could have acted sooner.
Phillips, he malingered. He was a little late to the party, well, I mean, like you often are. It's fashionably late.
I've very rarely in 13 years on the radio been late to the party, man. I'm actually much more timely these days since I've been doing radio because, you know, you can't just be on Dominic time all the time. You're going to miss half the show. But he had an option, Phillips.
You give me the Dominic time during the collaboration periods. Like, maybe I show, maybe I don't. You'll never know.
Got to keep you guessing. He knew, and if he didn't know, he should have known, right? He should have known. And, you know, listen, I get it. There's a lot of states. There's a lot of moving parts. But the only else, it's a big deal running for president if you want to be taken seriously and you want to, you know, have a shot to do it. So he could have done something earlier. Wasn't Kanye West late to the party, man? He, like, walked in after the court was closed for some filing. I recall something along those lines last time around.
Those seeking to put Kanye on the ballot as a third-party presidential candidate showed up at, like, literally 5:01, and right. The cutoff was 5, and they didn't make it. They did not make it.
And it's not just arbitrary. Obviously, as mentioned in Scott Bauer's piece at the AP, you got to send these ballots out to people overseas. So, Phillips, you could have moved a little quicker on this, or invested the money to go get those 8,000 signatures from the different districts here in the state of Wisconsin.
When did Phillips file his lawsuit, Tom? I'm going to defend the man right now. When did he file his lawsuit?
Let's see. So he knew since January 2nd. So he must have filed it like recently, right? Earlier this week?
So 3 weeks, right? January 26th was, I believe, the date. But please verify. I don't want to be wrong on this, Tom.
All right.
So what happened between those two dates, Tom? I don't know if you noticed, but New Hampshire had a primary. And the guy took, what, something like 20% in the New Hampshire primary? And I'm looking at results on the AP site, January 24th, 2024. Now, that would be a pretty rapid response after the guy said, well, damn it, I am viable. I have a reason to not have to go and get 8,000 ballot signatures across 8 congressional districts. 1,000 per district, but not more than 1,500 any given district. What a cumbersome way to qualify for the ballot. And when he first found out January 2nd, sometime early in January, no doubt. But he probably would have had a hard time making the argument that he was a nationally recognized, viable political candidate earlier in January. But once he hit the New Hampshire 20%. I think he had a legitimate argument to make, and he dropped that lawsuit within 48 hours. I would say that was with alacrity after the New Hampshire.
Reporting here from the Wisconsin Examiner, dated January 29th in 2024, that would have been Monday, talks about this being filed.
So what? The Monday following the New Hampshire primary results. Guy saw himself, that was a Tuesday, right, Dom? Guy saw himself take about 20% New Hampshire, felt like he had a valid claim that he is a nationally recognized presidential candidate. And I think he does. And I think that was perhaps a line in the sand. Before New Hampshire, I mean, it would be pretty hard to make the argument he was nationally recognized. But when the first in the nation primary that Joe Biden chose to change and had to be a write-in, he still took 63%. But Phillips took 20. There was recognition of his candidacy on a national level. It was the first in the nation primary. I think he deserves to be on the ballot. And I don't think that this, oh, he's too late, it's almost midnight. Well, guess what? Not until the Wisconsin Supreme Court says he's a pumpkin. So I think he has a valid... His case changed with the New Hampshire primary. Before that, he wouldn't have had a valid case to make.
The dates don't change and the dates were known. And if he was concerned about it, he could have invested in getting the 8,000 petitions signed.
He claims that would have been a $300,000 investment.
Hey, yeah, man, investment. It costs money to get on the ballot. It costs money to run for president. Everything costs money, right? So, yes.
Unless you're absolutely a nationally recognized presidential candidate.
He made the decision not to do that.
Until
New Hampshire. I'll agree with that. But he played the game. He decided not to go forward with the signature. He decided to wait. Now, could it still be done? Probably. But there are timeframes, and those timeframes we did not know in our earlier criticism of this scenario.
No, we did not. Nor had we laid that time frame against the outcome of the New Hampshire primary and the fact that he finally had a valid claim to make that he shouldn't have had to qualify through the more cumbersome and nearly ridiculous 8,000 signature requirement, because a statewide election, Dom, you can qualify to be governor with 2,000 signatures. You can qualify to run for state legislature in this state with 200 signatures, dude.
Okay, but
8,000 from eight different parts of the state?
Listen, I get it. Yes. But everyone knows the rules of the game before you decide to get and play the game. If you're running for state legislature, you know. If you're running for state governor, you know. If you're running for president, you know. Those things are known facts prior to any sort of action. So you can't say, I didn't know. Of course he knew. He decided to take the risk and not invest and hope that he got there, and he got it. But now it's running late, man.
Okay, let's compare and contrast just for a minute here, buddy. And I use that term loosely today. How about the Republican candidates on the presidential primary on the April 2nd? I mean, we got people not even in the race anymore. They didn't go and qualify with 8,000 signatures from eight different congressional districts. Why? What was Vivek Ramaswamy's claim to fame? 7% in Iowa? Yet he is a qualifying person on the Republican GOP ballot.
You know what it takes, Gertie, to be a qualifying person?
To be a nationally recognized candidate.
Or the party to say you are the special bipartisan panel. If they say you're a qualified candidate, then you're a qualified candidate.
So if the Democratic Party says no competition for our incumbent and he goes to sue, well, I think he's got a valid case to make. That's not for me to decide. That's for the 4-3 liberal-controlled Wisconsin Supreme Court.
That'll be interesting how that rolls out.
Come back. It's a special day. 7 years ago today. Tell you what, more devils. You on the other side, 844-96-PARTY.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Relive yesterday while supporting the future of cancer research for kids. It's American English, described as one of the best Beatles tributes around and highlighting the Midwest athletes against childhood cancer, or the MAC Fund, during an important show in Northeast Wisconsin.
Research or money locally in Wisconsin to help try to find a cure.
Greg Thompson is the organizer and tells Mino and the mayor why it's so important.
couple of kids that got up there that had been affected by cancer. When you experience that and listen to that and see what they go through, it hit me, right in the heart.
Save the date, February 9th at Waverly Beach in Menasha. Find more at macfun.org, maccfun.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street, the Devil's Advocates.
We're back at 4:20 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Love it when you join us. You can call us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, do you know what we were doing 7 years ago today? At what, like 7:11 a.m. in the morning?
It was early. It was too early. Yeah,
this music was playing. This music was playing. We came out of the test patterns on WRD 1510 AM, that powerful Milwaukee-based, well, Waukesha-based daytimer, our first foray into radio station greatness, Tom. We could no longer just be the radio product that we love being each and every day for you. With the election of Donald Trump and the turning off of the former WXXM, at least as a lefty talk formatted station.
A mic.
Dom, after some back room scrambling, some clandestine meetings, some smoke-filled rooms, and Crudy came out the other side with a radio station. And you and I got up early in the morning, and we were like in that little closet studio slammed right up against Wisconsin Avenue. Big blue
in Milwaukee. Yep.
Yep. Scott Walker knows a little something about that. That almost got his ass thrown in the hooskow. But we were the guests, if you will, the contractual guest of Craig Carbison in Good Karma Brands. He now owns WTMJ. And I don't recall that he owned WTMJ at that time. Not when we met him. He hadn't made the big move. He was just an ESPN radio guy. And we joined him there, and we had the crappiest little studio. And you used to have to stand like behind the motherboard.
We always made it work, man. You know, that's what we do. We always make it work.
On his second day on the air. So that must have been like Groundhog's Day. His chief of staff came down to our little studio office because we lived in there all day, every day. And we met Fancy Brian that week as well. Very first time, Brian Kelly. He's been a great asset to our team. But, Carmazon's chief of staff, Tim, comes down to see me. I hear you guys have been drinking down here a lot. And
that's a relative, definition.
So we had the little studio room that was like a small walk-in closet that me and you and Fancy Brian all operated out of night and day, basically, for weeks till we got some better tech. And you were drinking tequila like it was water, but you would tuck it in. You would hide it behind our, machine rack, whatever it was.
I didn't have a liquor cabinet.
But what you didn't realize, or maybe you didn't care, is from the other side, there was a glass window. You go in the next room, you're looking at the back of Dom's liquor cabinet. And in two days, Dom, two long-ass days on the air, you drained that little silver bottle of
it was a little one
Blanco. And so when Tim said, "You guys have been drinking a lot, is that going to be a problem?" We got interns working around here, he said.
That's fine. We'll take a better spot. That's how then we ended up getting to Brady Street, right?
It is. Yeah. While the studios were being built and the deals were being made. Yeah. That was the first station, though. We had to rent a station because nobody told me this because I didn't know. When you buy a radio station, you don't actually get a radio studio generally, because whoever sold you that radio station, either they're going to continue using it or they haven't updated the crap in that studio since 1952. You still got double turntables and an 8-track player. So that's how we started our little foray 70 years ago today, Dom.
7 years. That's crazy, man.
And my life has been nothing but chaos since.
You and me both.
I mean that in all sincerity. This has been the most chaotic 7 years of my life. And, you know, no one I'd rather hang out and spend it with than you. And of course, thank you to my wife, because I think it was 7 years ago today, about that time, that I invested the equity in our home and an SBA loan and all kinds of crazy stuff started happening. The fact that she is still married to me is really a tribute to her, not me. So thanks, baby.
I can't believe she married you in the first place. So yes,
well done. I know people been betting against me since since the wedding, dude. You know, if you had the over, it was like over 3 months. People were really betting against us. I think some of them. You know, the fact that we only had a 3 week courtship and got married within 3 months, I think that kind of shook some of the normals.
Yeah.
But I'd been in love with that woman for at least 3 years. You knew it. I knew it.
I know, man.
She knew it.
Everybody knew it.
Hopefully you've been in love with the Devil's Advocates for 7 years, 5 years. You know, the Madison station in May, it's going to be 5 years on 92.7 FM.
That's hard to believe.
I know, man. When we started this, I got pictures
of
my
heart start. When was the Heartless Radio? When was the mic thing? When
did that February start? And let's not forget, we just flipped into February, right? Of 2012. So we are flipping from year 12 to year 13 of the greatest radio show ever.
Longest job I ever had.
Hopefully it's the only one you didn't hate. Yeah. Let's take a few from our audience, you know, because it's not the same without them. 844-967-2789. Totter Billy from the North Side. How you doing?
Hey, Totter.
Hey, Dom and Crute. Thankfully, Crute is crazy enough to start a radio network to the benefit of all of us. But he's also crazy enough to think that Dean Phillips isn't way too late to the party. He was 6 months too late to declare to make any meaningful impact on the race when he declared.
That's a different argument, sir.
Gavin Newsom or Gretchen Whitmer or anybody. It doesn't mean anything. Who cares what Dean Phillips does?
Well, should he be excluded from the Wisconsin ballot because the party doesn't want any competition for the incumbent? Or in light of the fact he garnered 20% of the primary vote in New Hampshire, is he now a nationally recognized political candidate for president? I would say it's different because now he's been on the ballot and he got the votes.
I'd say he should be included because he's way too late to make any meaningful difference or impact on the race. It doesn't.
So you don't think anything. You think he's insignificant? He's a fly to be swatted. You know what Obama used to rub it off his shoulder, right? Just to show, like, I shake it off, right? So you're saying he's insignificant, so who cares? I'm saying he's significant enough to be a nationally recognized candidate, and I think he should qualify for that reason.
I'm saying he's too late technically, and he's way too late practically. So why bother? That's what I'm saying.
It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. Totter Billy, yeah. Thanks for joining us.
Bill Phillips said he knows. He's feeling it.
You know, I'm gonna laugh at that sentiment that too late to the party. When Trump gets convicted and the Republicans are looking to replace their candidate after the nominee's been anointed in Milwaukee. Or it could just all happen at the Pfizer Center one night. I'm sure that won't bring any chaos.
No. Milwaukee, we can handle it.
At least it'll be summer then, Dom.
Yeah. No finer spot in the world than Milwaukee in the summertime. Just don't tell anybody.
Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. No finer spot to be anytime between 4 and 6 Central Time than listening to your radio or joining us, because that's what we really want you to do. 844-967-2789.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers are trying again to curb the governor's veto powers. They're proposing a constitutional amendment to bar governors from using their partial veto power to increase any tax or fee. That's after Governor Evers used his partial veto last July to raise funding for public schools for the next 400 years. A new governor's task force is looking for solutions to Wisconsin's health care worker shortage. John Ike heads the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health. He says the problem is especially bad in the state's smaller communities.
It is harder to make the math work. There's just not enough in the funding pools to pay for this to go away.
The panel aims to offer some solutions in time for work on the next 2-year state budget. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WISS and WGBW. Get ready for more state high school volleyball at the Resch Center. The WIAA board is approving a new schedule for the girls and boys state volleyball tournament starting next season. The event will start one day earlier this year to make room for a fifth division in girls volleyball. The new schedule will be Wednesday through Saturday. Resch Center officials say they're looking forward to more games and more fans. Warmer than normal weather means the annual free tubing day at the Titletown District will be free skating day instead this year. Skating at Hy-Vee Plaza will be free and open from 11 in the morning till 6 o'clock at night on Sunday. Organizers say they'll be renting ice skates, but they can't guarantee they'll have your size. The event is one of several around the area that had to be altered or canceled due to milder than usual temperatures. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I love Jennifer Beals, and it is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight a guy who kissed her, Peter Moore.
I wish I could say she was madly in love with me, but we starred in the High School Musical.
You and I kissed during a play once, Pete, and I will say I didn't really feel a connection.
That was also in The Boyfriend, but that was a different version of The Boyfriend.
That was The Boyfriends.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 8 till 10 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Jon Stewart fans will be thrilled that he returns to host The Daily Show one night a week for election coverage starting February 12th. Stewart will anchor on Monday nights. Those who don't like Jon Stewart don't watch The Daily Show anyway, so nothing to see here. Award season is in full swing, and topping this year's list with 7 nominations is Sylvester Stallone's Expendables 4. Did I mention this is for the Golden Raspberry Awards, a.k.a. the Razzies, and not the Oscars? The film is up for Worst Film, Worst Supporting Actor, that would be Sly, Worst Supporting Actress, Megan Fox, and Worst Screenplay, which took 5 credited writers to achieve. On a more serious note, the movie The Beekeeper is a fantastic action film. The genre is hard to pull off without looking too cheesy. The film gets a little crazy at the end, but it's a really fun watch. 2 big thumbs up. Well, medium thumbs. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 8 and 10 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, patchy fog, and a low in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, mainly sunny, high approaching 40. More sunshine this weekend, highs mid-40s. Little change into next week, temperatures stay well above average into the 40s as dry conditions continue. Currently, it's 37.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Throwback Thursday. 7 years since we launched Resistance Radio. Got up early one morning, and it was about that same time that WTMJ was going through some changes. That's a big AM talk radio outfit in Milwaukee.
Yeah, yeah.
But the king, Charlie Sykes, he was the king of the mornings, spelling apparently the prince of the afternoons. And young Dan O'Donnell's become the prince of darkness. Yes, I was thinking along those lines. But, Dom, we've never really cared for this Charlie Sykes character. And he helped create Scott Walker in a big way. And he helped create the atmosphere where neighbors resented neighbors. And the rural people in the state of Wisconsin started resenting urban metropolitan people. And Wisconsin, to my experience, had never been about neighbors not liking their neighbors, pitting us against one another. Divide and conquer, I think Scott Walker called it. Well, there was a guy that helped do that. His name was Charlie Sykes. And he used to go to bed, or at least I'd be listening to the Brewer game, you know, Bob Uecker taking me late into the ball game. I'd be listening to WTMJ through the static late at night. And I'd wake up the next day, and Charlie Sykes would be on. And he'd seem kind of newsy and sort of friendly. But he was persuasive, and he helped to move the electorate. And Dom, I think at some point, that electorate rose up and bit Charlie Sykes on the ass. Because he didn't realize the monster, or at least he claims he didn't realize the monster they were creating. And the monster is personified in Donald Trump. So Charlie had to change his stripes, right? This once liberal turned conservative talker had to find a new gig. So Charlie Sykes cashed out his right Wisconsin. And, you know, he got his termination deal with WTMJ and he went off, worked for the New York Times, I think, offered some opinion. NPR, I think he did a little radio. And of course, Dom, the most galling of all, as far as I'm concerned, paid contributor to the MSNBC.
Well, don't forget about the Bulwark thing. He did his website thing.
And then he launched his own opinion page. Once again, the Bulwark, new creation about 7 years ago, about right now, Dom. And there's some new news about the Bulwark and your buddy, Charlie Sykes. I've only met Charlie face-to-face once. Somewhat gracious, but Earl was there, moderating. Earl often there when I have contentious moments. You know who else was at that little shindig? Robin Voss and his wife. She was very gracious. Actually, Robin Voss as gracious as I've ever seen him that night. He acted like we were friends.
That's what politicians do.
So
everybody's a friend.
The newest news, apparently Hope Carnop at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporting, Wisconsin commentator turned turncoat, my descriptor, Charlie Sykes leaving the Bulwark anti-Trump website he co-founded. Leaving or cashing out again, Dom? Longtime Wisconsin political commentator and former Milwaukee talk radio host Charlie Sykes announced Wednesday he's leaving the Bulwark, a conservative website that opposes former President Donald Trump. Sykes, 69, Dom, at least he's got a cool age, said February 9th will be his last day of putting out his Morning Shots newsletter and podcast for the Bulwark. A little different than your Morning Shots, buddy. And, of course, he co-founded the Bulwark in 2019. Sykes will remain a contributor for MSNBC. Glad he's still going to be cashing those checks, Dom, where he publishes opinion pieces that take stock of the Republican Party. Here's a quote from Charlie, my buddy. As much as I love putting out a 2,000-word morning newsletter and 6 podcasts a week and having conversations with the smartest and most interesting people around, I sense a little underlying sarcasm there. Like, that seems like work. There's always the risk of being overwhelmed by the sheer volume of idiocracy out there. That's what he claims. In a post on X, you know, the former Twitter, on Wednesday, Sykes said he will continue writing and offering commentary, but at a somewhat more measured pace. Semi-retirement? Just going where it pays? A little bit more And this was quite interesting. This was reminiscent. Here's part of the throwback Thursday part, Tom. This reminded me of Scott Fitzgerald, this statement made by Charlie Sykes. Sykes added he's looking forward to accessing that part of my brain that is not Trump, Trump, Trump. Sykes became one of Wisconsin's most prominent conservative figures in the Never Trump movement. The former president looks likely to again become the party's nominee in 2024. So how's that working for you, Charlie? 844-967-2789. What's your thoughts on Charlie Sykes, Dom?
You know, he's been a long time in radio. I'll give him that. 69. That's fine. I think he's very successful at maximizing his opportunities. I'll give him credit for that.
Are you calling him an opportunist? Leaving, is that a backhanded compliment?
I mean, he got out of the radio when it was getting too hot because how much did he play in? Again, Milwaukee, Wisconsin is one of the biggest right-wing talk radio markets in the country, right? Curdy, you know the numbers better than me.
Oh, he was huge. Right? He did it for 23 years.
A big part of that. And you know, fomenting this angst and, you know, and again, you got it. I don't know how you're supposed to do the radio show. I try to have a good time. That's what I like to do. Seems like Charlie was up, you know, it's about, you know, riling up the base. And if you do that for that long and giving opportunities for guys like Scott Walker, for guys like Ron Johnson to come up and get elected and bring with that all that kind of crazy. And then boom, he's out. Oh, I'm out. You know, do the bulwark, do some hits pieces and, you know, get on MSNBC and da 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 da.
Good work, right? If you can get it, Dom.
Right. I mean, good timing, no doubt. I mean, all those things that you helped create are boiling over just in time for you to get out and go be on the television, right?
Well, and enrich oneself for explaining what created and fomented this sort of scenario.
Turned anti-conservative, whatever, principled, whatever, dude. And then now, right before the 2024 election, and here we go. This is going to be a crap show here in Milwaukee, where he used to originate from, right? He's going to semi-retire and, you know, do more of the TV hits. I mean, I don't, if I could get paid and do the same thing, I don't blame him. But I think it's, you know, you can't forget what got you there. And if you look around, you look at the wake behind you, you know, I think there's some things to be critical of.
You would say he contributed to the idiocracy that now exists.
I would absolutely say that. Absolutely.
844-967-2789. Matt from Johnson Creek. Welcome, Matt. What do you got for us?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. Fun. I love the trip down memory lane. I still remember when I was listening to you guys back in 2016, and then all of a sudden I flipped the radio on one day, and it's Christmas songs. And I remember...
Giving me PTSD, man.
Yeah. Well, do you remember? I swear I saw I'll call it a hit piece, where there was kind of a troll job where they said the liberal talk show in Madison has been replaced. They tried to call it a Christian network, right? Like, they tried to claim that because they were playing Christmas music right after, that you guys have been replaced by a Christmas or a Christian network, like a music thing. And I'm like, that's not what that one really irked me. I will say that the only silver lining was that I did get to listen to Sly more in the afternoon until he was, you know, deplatformed to, like, what, a year or two later. And now he doesn't have his talk show, but he was a nice foil to Vicki McKenna. So I'm glad you guys are still here. I've been listening since way back in the day.
Well, right on, man. Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate all that, except all the love for the other guy.
Yeah, come on.
I met a guy today, and appreciate your contribution, Matt. And, you know, we can all reminisce for a minute. I met a guy today. I hope he's listening for the very first time. I'm going to call him Nine-Toe Dan. Nine-Toe Dan. And I call him that because Dan has nine toes. And I know this because he showed me the picture of the toe he used to have, or at least the missing part. Really? And he said, that's an improvement, because he was worried he's going to lose the whole lower leg. And me and this guy talked for like an hour today. And, you know, Dan's talking about his health, and Dan seemed like the perfect perfect patient for medical marijuana to me. And, you know, I'll set that aside because I don't want to throw Dan under the bus. You might know Nine Toe Dan. There's only so many of them out there. But, you know, we had this conversation. He used to be a working man. He asked me, you know, you guys ever get drug tested down where you work? I said, thank God, no. I said, it's kind of a pre-requirement of working here as far as I'm concerned. And at least, you know, when it was Crudy Incorporated, these corporate times, they are changing. But, you know, we had sort of a different standard for the kind of people we had working with us then. But it was very interesting to meet someone out there. And I think this guy shares our politics now. Nine Toe Dan, I think he's going to be a regular because, you know, people are craving something out there in the world. They're craving human connection. Yes. And I think they're also craving the truth and information. I know I was. There was a reason I got on the radio. And the craziest thing to me, dude, is you've come with. I mean, here we are 12 years later, and there you are. 406, who knew? Dom would keep showing up.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
I think all a little shocked, and, quite frankly.
Well, you and me both. Human connection, certainly. Yes, absolutely. The truth, yes. But credibility, man. You know, character. And to think that, you know, here I am all these years later, talking to him like my old man, because these things do matter.
You kids today,
you know, character to me, character matters to me. Credibility matters. If you're wrong about things over and over again, if you're just making stuff up, it's real hard for me to take you seriously. You know, when maybe at some point you do have something honest and important to say. But I'm going to discount it because of all the other crazy stuff you've said and done.
It's like crying wolf, in your opinion, Dom?
Exactly. So, yes, I hope we bring a little bit of that and a little bit of fun because, I mean, who wants to just hear the bashing all day long? You got to have a good time.
You know, if we didn't have fun doing this, man, there's no way we would have.
Oh, no way, man. No way.
It's the funnest part of my day most days. Most days. With my clothes on. 844-967-2789. Dick from Madison. How you doing, Dick?
Hey, Dick.
Well, thanks a lot, guys, because I wanted to talk about Biden and the economy, and you brought up Charlie Sykes.
You're welcome. Goodness. What do you say?
Sorry, Dick, if we were picking topics you didn't agree with, Dick. We might get to Biden in hour two, man. You can stick around, but please go now.
Okay, but I can't call. I throw up in my mouth every time I hear that clown on MSNBC. I mean, here's the guy that incubated all of this, all of it. And then he stands back and he's on Morning Joe from time to time. And you know, this is just horrible and all this stuff. And then you're like, wait a minute. Did you guys do any research on this clown? He brought you this. And now that it's here, he tries to walk away from it like he had nothing to do with it. It drives me insane to see the man on MSNBC.
Dick, you know, there's a certain part of the media population that would strive to find the reasonable never Trump conservatives and drag them over to MSNBC. You don't think that's a good enough reason to put Charlie on the boob tube and pay the guy?
The guy's too long ago. Maybe he's dead. How about David Gergen? Remember him?
How about Crudy or Dom? We're available.
I mean, the guy contributed to, or he worked in the Clinton White House, for crying out loud, and he was a conservative Republican. But Charlie Sykes?
I'm sorry, Dick. I was going to say, we always prefer the company of a workhorse like Bill Press.
Yeah, we do love some. We got to get Bill on again. Dick, appreciate the call. Totally get the point. I think there are some principled, several, many principled anti-Trumpers out there. But, you know, Charlie seems to be the one that, as you mentioned, kind of fomented this from the start.
I'm not a fan. More devils. Hopefully you're a fan of us.
Trump.
Pants.
Trump.
Pants.
We'll be right back.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Crunch the numbers. Wisconsin's state retirement system is financing polluters and helping create climate chaos, which is not good for our water, our air, or our planet. It's time to insist on common sense investments, not bankrolling yesterday's fossil fuels. Be the change. Go to climatesafepensionswisconsin.org and sign the petition. Our investments should be protected, and it should serve to protect. Future generations will thank you.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM, WGBW.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Love participating. Love when you participate. We always participate. You don't always, but many of you do. 844-967-2789. Throwback Thursday edition. Reminiscent. 7 years ago today, Diamond Crew went live with Resistance Radio. Some of you remember. The rest of you, you know, we'll tell you about it. 844-967-2789. Jeannie from Eau Claire. Hey, stranger. I hear you calling other shows, but you don't call us much anymore.
Well, that's because I'm listening to all of the great things you have to say, because you're the greatest radio show ever, with the greatest personalities ever. You guys just keep it going. I mean, hey, you just can't miss a show. I don't always have to be mouthing off. I like to listen, too, because you guys are just great, and we're really blessed in our state to have you guys. I remember when I learned about you from some people that work for Senator Feinholt, and I was just so excited because we didn't have anything like you on our side of the state, and so, like, you know, it's a gift that keeps on giving every day.
Now, so Jeannie, do you put us on the radio on 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire? When you're up driving?
Yes, I do.
Thank
yes,
you. I do. How does it sound? Pretty shiny.
Sounds really good, except there have been a couple times where I tried to call and I didn't know where I could call, where we were getting some loud stations on both sides of you guys, but maybe your signal wasn't as well, but that hardly ever happens.
You better not call Crudy on that stuff, because I'll lose my mind. That's the kind of stuff that keeps me up at night, Jeannie.
I know, radio nerd, Crudy.
Well, they usually fix it, though, so, and they're usually aware of it, but, you know, sometimes I just want to make sure in case no one called in, but that doesn't happen very often. I want you to know that, but when it does, I get nervous because we don't want to lose you as our radio station, guys. You're outstanding. Keep up the great work. We're really blessed to have you.
Thanks, Jeannie. Really appreciate you listening. And once upon a time, you know, like back in the day, broke-ass Crudy radio, if we were off the air, it's probably because Crudy couldn't pay the power bill. Or forgot, one or the other.
I mean, it takes a lot of money to keep those things powered up.
Oh, 23,000 watts? All day long?
All you hear is the hum, you know, water leaking in. Don't worry, the bucket will catch it. You're fine. Terrible.
Those were the good days. You didn't know it. When you look back, you're going to say, those were the good old days. 844-967-2789. Troy from Mount Horrible, Wisconsin. How you doing, Troy?
Hey, Troy.
Hello. I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Excellent, sir.
Good.
I like Mount Horrible. I graduated from the fine high school there.
I've heard you say that. Congratulations and happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
And I just needed to say that every time I see Charlie Sykes on MSNBC, I turn it off, and then I go, until I got kicked off of Twitter, I go on to Twitter and I tell him I'm shutting you guys off because you put Charlie Sykes on. And I say, ask him about his views on unions. Because
being a former corrections officer, I know all about his views on unions. It wasn't very good.
Troy, he was not exactly supportive of the working stiff, of the union people here in the state of Wisconsin. He was very much a supporter of Scott Walker's Act 10, was he not, Troy?
Hello?
Yeah, we lost you for half a second there, Troy, but I was saying... I think we're losing you, Troy. Appreciate your contribution, though. 844-967-2789. I'll say what is obvious. When yes. Scott Walker was attacking the public sector unions, Charlie Sykes was cheerleading. You rah, rah. Winker is the best. 844-967-2789. Jeff from Menominee Falls. Welcome, Jeff. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah, hi, guys. Sorry about that. Do I have to talk about Charlie Sykes, or can I ask a question about Joe Biden real quick?
Sure.
I was just wondering, do you guys think Joe Biden should run again, or someone should run? And he's kind of accomplished in a number of things, and he is getting a little older. Now, I think he could be great. And I'm confident that Trump is going to lose. I was just wondering if perhaps someone might might step in and run, kind of pick up where he left off.
Jeff, appreciate it, man, but take care of that cough. I'm going to let you walk the plank for a change. What's your thought?
Yeah, I'll walk the plank. No, Jeff, I mean, I think it's his decision to make, right? He has done a lot. This administration has accomplished a lot, especially considering the circumstances. It's certainly much better than the last administration, in my humble opinion. I think there's, it's more than just the president. There's the team. There's the philosophy. There's the communications. There's a lot of parts that go into it. But no, I don't think short of any health thing going on between now and then. And of course, at actuarial tables are there at that age. Those things can happen, both with him and Trump. Trump's only a few years younger than Biden. But no, man, I think he's in it. And I think especially if it's against Donald Trump. I mean, Biden said himself, Jeff, if Donald Trump wasn't running, he didn't know if he would be running. No, and that kind of says something right there. And Biden, when he initially ran, remember, he didn't run because of the death of his son. So it wasn't the right time for him before. And then what?
Charlottesville.
Thank you. Happened. And, for the soul of American, and if one thing Joe Biden is, you can feel his empathy. It makes you believe that he's feeling that. I feel your pain kind of a thing, right? But I think that's legitimate. I'm buying it when Joe does that.
Let's try to get it. I was going to say one more caller in before
right, go ahead.
Short on time here. Mark from the SAC, you've been patient. Welcome, Mark. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Well, Scott Walker sucked in the past. He sucks today, and he'll always suck. I mean, it's for Scott
Wanker.
Walker. I mean, the good old wanker. And I'll hold my, you had to play that clip from Scott Fitzgerald. I'll hold my, because that's pretty PG-17, my comment on where I think that came up from. But I mean, that we got to keep up the good fight. And I love you, Jeannie, and I'll keep on calling in, because I hear you on all the shows, too. That,
We love all the audience. Mark, love you, man. We appreciate your contribution always. We love our audience. 844-967-2789.
Coming back, hour two. Guess who's broke? It's not just Trump.
No.
And I don't mean morally broke, although that would also apply. I mean
right. The
entire RNC, man. They're not good shepherds of their money. They got a little cash crunch coming, Dom. What a great
little revenue
year to have.
Problem.
It's not like it's an election year or anything. Come back a happier, happy hour, Thursday style. It's almost the weekend.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.